Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The media is pretending to be outraged that Donald Trump used the term black jobs at a black journalist conference. So right now, you know what's trending on X? All these headlines of Democrats using the term black jobs, in particular Al Sharpton, because they use it all the time. Why are they freaking out over this? Because they were not able to filter Trump's, because it's gone everywhere. They were not able to filter or censor Trump saying this, quote, to black people, "My message is to stop people from invading our country. It's an invasion. These people are coming in and they're taking black jobs and Hispanic jobs and union jobs." They're in a panic about that. They don't want that said to the black people, to black people. And normally they can control that. Okay, black people listen to black radio, or, you know, they're Democrats. They may listen to mainstream media. They say they're not supposed to know how illegal immigrants are taking black jobs. So they got to distract from that. They got to make this sound like some kind of racist incident. Never mind that Democrats use the same term and they don't object. Donald Trump rocked this yesterday. Take a listen to some more of it. And you can see why the media wants to paint him as a racist. Because look, throughout all these clips, one of the things you can see, the crowd is with him. You can hear them. They're laughing with him. In one case, at the black interviewer. And they are black. It was remarkable. This is the level of alarm this morning among the media is how you could tell how good Trump actually did. And it was brave of him to go into the lion's den like this. This is a black journalist conference. These are going to be hardcore Democrat partisans who happen to be black, who are posing as journalists. And yet he went and talked to them anyway. Take a listen.
No, could be. There are some, and there are plenty. I know this lady right over there, Harris, is a fantastic person who just interviewed me at length. And we had a great interview, I think, and I heard you got very good ratings on that.
Well, you told me it was the longest one of your life, so we had a good discussion. Look, I want to talk about why you're here today. I mean, it is not lost on us how divided we are as a country. And as you were coming today, we really got to see that we are divided along the lines of race, along the lines of gender. And there is this question of, in this moment where we are, why come here? What is your message today?
My message is to stop people from invading our country that are taking, frankly, a lot of problems with it. But one of the big problems, and a lot of the journalists in this room I know and I have great respect for, a lot of the journalists in this room are black. I will tell you that coming from the border are millions and millions of people that happen to be taking black jobs. You had the best.
What exactly is a black job, sir?
A black job is anybody that has a job. That's what it is. Anybody that has a job.
All right.
And
Mr.
they're taking the employment away from black people. They're coming in, and they're coming in, they're invading. It's an invasion of millions of people, probably 15, 16, 17 million people. I have a feeling it's much more than that. And everybody's been seeing what's happened. The first group of people, the black population, is affected most by that. And Kamala is allowing it to happen. She's the border czar. She's the worst border czar in the history of the world. There's never been a border czar like this. She's never even essentially been. She said she was there once, but not the right part of the border. So she was a border czar. She's done a horrible job. These people are coming into our country, and they're taking black jobs and Hispanic jobs. And frankly, they're taking union jobs. Unions are being very badly affected by all of the millions of people that are pouring into our country. And one thing, as we discussed, many of these people are coming in from mental institutions, from prisons, from jails. They're gang members in other countries. Other countries are setting loose their prisoners. They're opening up their prisons and their mental institutions, and they're taking their bad people, drug dealers, gang members, and they're bringing them into the United States. And by the way, their crime rate is going down, and our crime rate is going to be a disaster.
Okay, do you notice where the woman, the woman interviewing here, this who is black journalist, she's a hack. She's a Democrat journalist with CBS. Notice where she interrupted him. Right where he says, these people are coming and talking about illegal immigrants. They're taking black jobs and Hispanic jobs. And union jobs. She immediately interrupts. Why? She doesn't want black people told that. And she acts like she's all offended.
Could be. There are some.
She acts like she's all offended. They're not. People all over Twitter right now are retweeting so many articles. Here's Chicago Tribune headline, a recession casualty, black jobs. Here's the Houston Chronicle, black jobs matter too. Amy Hannah Hauer and Amelia Hayes, it's an opinion. There's another headline, Sharpton calls for more black jobs. This is fake, okay? She interrupted him exactly that point because they are terrified for black people to figure out their jobs are being taken by his speech. Nobody ever says that to them. No one speaks the truth to them. They can't allow it even one time until they get amnesty, and then we can't send these people home. Now, I'm going to prove to you that this woman is pretending to be offended by Trump's racism. I played this earlier. The same black interviewer who's pretending she's so offended, Nancy Pelosi, white liberal woman, pointed a finger in her face and said, am I speaking English to you? When she wouldn't stop asking questions. Could you imagine if Trump did that? Trump was polite. He was. He pushed back, equal and opposite. He was polite. Nancy wasn't. Listen to how the same black journalist reacts. And you should go watch this on my Twitter feed. She's not even mad. And Nancy Pelosi's mocking her and asking her if she can speak English. She doesn't even get her feathers ruffled. Why? Because she's a Democrat who happens to be black, who's playing a reporter. Take a listen. This is that same reporter. Okay, nobody says anything. The mainstream media doesn't say anything. And the reporter herself is not offended.
Are you concerned whether or not he can win in November?
I think he can.
Do you believe he should run for re-election?
I'm not speaking English to you. I'm not going to be making any statements about any of that right now in the hallway.
Am I speaking English to you? Points her finger right in her face. Same journalist doesn't even, she doesn't even break a sweat. She doesn't care. That's how she lets liberal white women talk to her. Why? Because she's primarily a Democrat, not a black woman. Just like Kamala Harris, who's primarily an Indian woman pretending to be a black woman in order to get the votes of Democrats, as Donald Trump brilliantly pointed out yesterday.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.